The report by the World Fish Center, a private group that advocates sustainable fishing, provides a comprehensive picture of global aquaculture. It compares farming practices and fish species across 18 countries to answer some basic questions, says World Fish Center director and report author Stephen Hall.
What works best? What's most efficient? Which things do we need to pay most attention to when we try and think about improving the environmental performance of a very important food production sector?
91% of farm fish come from Asia, with China alone accounting for more than 61% of that production. Stephen Hall says from country to country and across a range of production systems, the environmental impact of aquaculture varies widely.
And that tells us that there's huge opportunities for the best to learn from the worst and substantially reduce the environmental impact across the globe.
That impact can be considerable. Waste from poorly managed aquaculture ponds can pollute ground and coastal waters, and certain carnivorous species like salmon must be fed products made from other fish, like oil and meal, meaning continued pressure on wild fish populations. The World Fish Center report notes that shrimp and prawn production methods in China had a greater impact on the environment than the methods used in Thailand or Vietnam.
In contrast, one of the real good guys in this are the bivalves, the oysters and the mussels, which actually take up nutrients and actually remediate and improve the environment as one grows more of them.
While the report did not look at the impact of farmed fish on wild fish populations or on disease, it did find that when comparing the impact on climate change, land use, and energy demand, aquaculture fared much better ecologically than livestock. Consider, says Hall, that it takes 61 kilograms of grain to produce 1 kilogram of beef protein, while the ratio for fish protein is only 13 to 1.
And so when we're making decisions about what we eat and what we and how we manage our environment and the resources we use to produce our food, fish are an important part of that equation because, generally speaking, they are, in the animal source food area, one of the groups that is particularly attractive for developing further.
Industry experts predict that farmed fish output will increase 50% from current levels by 2030. In the United States, which currently imports 84% of its seafood and produces less than 2% of the world's cultivated fish, the Obama administration has proposed new guidelines that would make it easier to set up fish farms in federal waters. U.S. officials say expanding domestic aquaculture production will reduce pressure on wild ocean catch and cut the nation's seafood imports. While many environmental groups have expressed wariness about the rapid expansion of fish farming, the Global Aquaculture Assessment released this week suggests that fish farming done well can be ecologically benign. Sebastian Troeng is a vice president at Conservation International, a co-sponsor of the report. He says among its key recommendations are increased innovation in aquaculture production.
Particularly in areas such as fish meal and fish oils, which have an impact on wild fish stocks, and figuring out ways of reducing the use of fish oils and fish meals. And so there's a great opportunity to innovate in that regard. But there also needs to be better regulations for how aquaculture is conducted, particularly in the part of the world where the sector is big and growing very rapidly.
Troeng adds that careful compliance with environmental regulations is also essential in reducing adverse impacts as the industry grows.
So we can understand where there's going to be a push to increase production and then help guide that production so that it doesn't place unacceptable demands on the environment.
Troeng says the challenge is to get public officials, agencies, industry, and communities to work together with a common set of goals that address world food needs while also protecting the environment. Roseanne Skirball, VOA News, Washington.